Chapter 4. Pirates.
"What's happening?" a frightened passenger asked one of the crew members. "Are we being attacked by pirates?" asked another passenger.
"I'm not sure," said the crew member. "Please just follow the captain's instructions and don't go out onto the decks. Stay inside."
When Harry and Rachel heard the explosions, they ran onto the terrace, watching as the two fishing boats approached.
"They're pirates," Harry immediately said.
"Are you sure about that?"
asked Rachel, looking very perturbed.
"I'm absolutely sure," replied Harry. "I've read about situations like this. The bandits usually carry rocket-propelled grenades, known as RPG-7s. The grenades are popular with guerrilla armies, very easy to obtain illegally and relatively inexpensive. Unfortunately, these sophisticated weapons can cause tremendous damage to a ship."
"Now I'm really scared," said Rachel, her face turning white.
Harry saw that the pirates in the first boat did have rocket-propelled grenade launchers, just as he'd thought. The bandits in the other boat carried assault rifles. Some of the crew were standing at the rails of the ship on a lower deck, discussing a plan of action, but it was too late. The pirates were already at the side of the ship, and they weren't prepared to negotiate.
"Stand back and let us board," shouted one of the bandits. "If you resist, you'll be very sorry."
Harry told Rachel to stay in her suite.
"And where are you going?" asked Rachel.
"To investigate," Harry told her.
"I'm going with you," said Rachel.
"No, you're not," said Harry. "It's too dangerous."
"Please, Harry, I don't want to be alone," said Rachel. "Let me go with you."
Harry knew that he couldn't convince Rachel, who was used to getting whatever she wanted, to stay in her suite.
"Okay, follow me," he said a little reluctantly, "but be very quiet and stay behind me."
A few of the pirates stayed on the fishing boats, while the others threw special ropes with hooks onto the ship. The hooks attached themselves to the rails of the second deck of the ship, and the pirates climbed up the ropes and over the rails. They were dressed in old vests and jeans, and they were carrying their weapons over their shoulders. They looked very cruel.
"Surrender or die," shouted one of the pirates, ready to shoot. "You haven't got a chance against us."
The pirate was now standing in front of the few crew members who were at the rails of the ship, many of them wishing they had weapons. The situation was desperate. They knew they couldn't argue with pirates, so there was nothing they could do, and they put their hands up. Once on board, the pirates quickly took control of the entire ship. When they opened the captain's door, one of the officers was on the radio, alerting the authorities of the ship's exact position and describing what was happening. Two of the pirates took the officer and pushed him to the floor, while another one destroyed the radio.
"Now nobody can call for help,"
one of the pirates said with a triumphant smile. Captain Hawkins, who was standing behind the officer, looked angrily at the pirate who had just spoken. The man had a long mark on his face.
"If you're the leader of these men," the captain began, "I demand that you take your men and leave this ship immediately. The authorities have been notified, and they'll be here very soon."
The pirate turned to leave. Then suddenly, he turned round and kicked the captain in the stomach. The captain shouted in pain. The leader of the pirates pointed his rifle at Captain Hawkins and laughed.
"You know, Captain, you surprise me. Don't you know how things work in this world? People take their time. Believe me, when your authorities arrive, we'll be far, far away." "One more thing," the pirate continued. "Nobody tells Blackjack what to do. Just remember, I've got a bad reputation, and that's the way it's going to stay."
The captain looked angrily at the pirate, but didn't say a word. Blackjack took the microphone and pushed it into Captain Hawkins' hand.
Now tell all your crew members and passengers to come to the main deck.
No!
Shouted the captain, throwing the microphone at the pirate, who caught it. Blackjack hit the captain's face hard.
Do as I say, and do it now!
He shouted loudly.
I won't do it,
the captain repeated, holding the side of his face. Blackjack made a signal to a couple of the pirates standing nearby. They took three of the officers and pointed their rifles at them.
Do what I tell you, or say goodbye to your men and your ship too, said Blackjack with a cruel smile. Do you understand, Captain?
Okay, okay, answered the captain. Let my officers go and I'll do what you want.
He knew that he had no alternative, so he took the microphone from Blackjack and spoke into it.
This message is for the crew and the passengers. Listen carefully. Please come to the main deck, the promenade deck, immediately.
Blackjack smiled.
Very good, Captain. Now you and your men come with us.
The pirates pushed them towards the centre of the deck and then down the stairs that led to the promenade deck. By now, the frightened passengers who had heard Captain Hawkins' announcement were on their way to the promenade deck. It was much larger than the other decks and could hold the most passengers at one time. Blackjack spoke to his men in a language that Captain Hawkins had never heard before. Then about 20 of the pirates ran from deck to deck, armed with their weapons, ordering the passengers to move quickly. Some of the pirates pushed their way into the dining room, where many of the passengers were still trying to reach the door. They took bags from their pockets and ordered everybody to put all their jewellery and money into the bags. Then they locked the remaining passengers in the dining room and left with the bags of valuables. Meanwhile, some of the other pirates were inspecting the cabins, shooting the doors open and taking any money and jewellery they could find. When they found crew members, they pointed their rifles at them and ordered them to enter the storerooms, where they were locked up. Harry and Rachel cautiously descended some stairs leading to the promenade deck. When they got there, they saw two armed pirates approaching from a distance. Harry and Rachel entered the nearest room, not knowing that it was the office where the main safe was kept. Harry pulled Rachel to the floor, and they hid behind some chairs just as the pirates entered the room, looking for the ship's safe. Rachel took Harry's hand and held it tightly. They didn't say a word. The pirates walked behind a desk in the office and saw the safe, which was just below the desk. The two men looked at each other and smiled. Then they pointed their rifles at the lock on the safe and fired two shots. The door opened easily. The passengers' money, jewellery and passports were inside. The pirates laughed as they took bags from their pockets and began to fill them with the contents of the safe. Then the pirates put the bags over their shoulders and returned to their friends.
What are we going to do, Harry?
Asked Rachel when the men had gone. Harry was thinking.
If I can capture their leader, he answered, maybe I can save the ship.
Don't be ridiculous, Rachel exclaimed. This isn't a film with Harry Johnson against a group of bandits. It's real.
No, listen, said Harry. If I can approach the leader quietly from behind and take his rifle, then I've got him. You'll see.